So, Lord, we thank you for Andrew and Catherine and all they mean to us already. And we just pray that you will, right this minute, fill him with your spirit so that the words that he speaks now come straight from your heart and through Andrew and to our hearts, bringing us the word of life that you want to give us today. Thank you, Father. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Rose. Psalm 37, verse 4 says, "Delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart." I came to a living faith in Jesus at the age of 25 by hearing an evangelist called Billy Graham speak at Earl's Court in 1989. As you can imagine, coming from a place of no relationship with God, no real understanding of heaven and hell, no understanding or experience of God's love, forgiveness and grace, it was all a bit of a shock for a North London lad who worshipped pleasure, treasure and leisure. I think it was also a bit of a shock for all my family and friends. Well, one day I thought my vicar was having a laugh. About a year after I became a Christian, he said this to me. He said, "We need men like you in the Church of England." Excuse me. Did you say me? Well, let's get real. I don't talk posh. I did not go to a private school or university. Well, over the next few years, people would say to me at odd times, "Have you thought about getting ordained or becoming a vicar?" or things like that. The more people said it, the more I wondered if God might be calling me to do this. Well, it looked like a great way to serve God, telling people about him and seeing Jesus change lives and asking for the Holy Spirit to come week by week. What a job! At that time, I was in a funny sort of place in life. The previous 4 years, I'd done quite well at building college, but I really, really struggled with the professional chartered institute studies. So I was looking for a new direction. In 1991, I was on holiday in the summer with my then girlfriend, and we visited my mum's home country of Austria, and we spent a few nights in Schladming, the famous ski resort, even though there was no snow on the ground in the summer. Being a good Christian couple, we stayed in separate dormitories in the youth hostel, and one evening we met another Christian couple who told us all about a leadership course called Upward Bound that ran out of a Bible college right next to the youth hostel. The more John spoke about the six-week course, the more I thought, I need something like this. I need some time away to seek God for direction in my life. So after a year of preparation, I took 2 months unpaid leave from the family building business, and in the summer of 1992, I enrolled on Upward Bound. I just cannot describe this incredible experience of being with about 40 other Christians aged between 18 and 35, all looking for leadership experience and direction from God. Over these weeks, I came across this verse from Psalm 37, verse 4. "Delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart." The verse just seemed to jump out at me. God seemed to be saying, if I delight in him, give him all my hopes and dreams, he will forge a new dream in my life. One day, as we were hiking up one of the many mountains we climbed, I heard a voice say to me, "Go back to college and get qualified, and maybe we can look at ordination in 10 years' time." That was it. I was ready to come home that moment and get on with the rest of my life, but I probably still had a few more weeks of climbing up and down mountains and doing all sorts of amazing things. This really did sound like God, because it was not a quick or easy escape from the building industry or from my studies. I felt God saying to me, You just cannot get up in a pulpit and speak about God's transforming power and hope if you have not lived or experienced it yourself. It sounded like I needed some preparation work to be done by God over the following years. Late that August, I came home, and that was it. I had such a strong sense of God's hand that I signed up for college and started in the September. In fact, a dear friend, Helen, made a special t-shirt for me for my first day, which I've kept all these years. It's like something, I don't know what you would describe it. It's just something tangible that reminds you about a really important time in your life. That first year back at college was amazing. I passed all my papers, and even one of my new college friends became a Christian that year. Due to lots of other changes in my life, over the next stage took a number of years to complete. But in 2001, I became a member of the Chartered Institute of Building. And within a few years, my church put me forward to meet with the Bishop's Advisor for Ordinands. And in the summer of 2004, we moved to Cambridge for me to train at Ridley Hall. Even though God gives us good desires and he has a plan for each of us, that does not mean there will not be challenges and obstacles along the way. But when God gives us a vision and a desire for the future, he gives us resources both physically and spiritually to see those things become a reality in our own lives. That vision and desire might not actually look exactly the way we might have imagined it, but he never gives up on us as long as we take delight in him. Which is why